Well, hi. Glad you called. Some of you know through our internet ministry, www.wordsforcourageousliving.com, that we live in a C-close town. And one of the things that my wife Nancy and I like to do is to go walking on the beach. Now, we don't do it for exercise. We do it with our heads down looking for beach glass. Some call it sea glass. So many of you are asking, what in the world is sea glass or beach glass? Well, the answer is that pieces of glass that get thrown up on the shore that are very beautiful because they've been polished. They come in different sizes, all the way from maybe a pinhead, actually a small pea, up to a half dollar and sometimes even larger. They originate by somebody on the ocean throwing over a bottle. And the bottle makes its way down through the water, hits the ocean floor. Finally, it is pushed with the undercurrent to maybe a rock pile, and the bottle breaks. Then that part breaks again and again and again until finally pushed out on the beach will be the beach glass. Comes in different colors, like I said, and they're really beautiful, and we like making pictures and things out of them. But the question is this, what made the glass so beautiful? Well, the answer, of course, is the abrasiveness of the sand and the rocks. In other words, it's the constant tumbling. You know, my friend, your life, there has been, and no doubt is, certainly abrasive situations. They come through people and things and circumstances. And these people, things and circumstances have a way of transforming us, believe it or not. And so the pain and the suffering and the various hardships, they're really not asked for, and they're not certainly wanted, but they are a part of our life. And I like it too, the sea glass that we find. It comes out beautiful in different shapes and colors, and when the sun hits it, it sparkles. And it's like realizing that through these abrasive situations, God is at work. And in it, He is our refuge, and He's a very present help in trouble. My prayer for you would be something like this. God, I ask in the name of Jesus that this one truly knows your presence, especially in a difficult time. And may they have faith further to know that when they pass through these difficult times, they're going to come forth beautiful, just like the polished glass tossed upon the shore. And through it all, I pray that they would learn to lean upon you because you are their refuge. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thanks for calling, my friend. Following the signal, you can talk as long as you wish. And as one person said, I'm going to share this number with a friend. Maybe you might want to do that too. Again, bless you. Bye-bye.